Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is Friday night, the fastest 2 hours in radio, and we are locked and loaded. Lots of compelling conversations, but we're going to open up tonight's show. Hey, we're going to do a full recap of the NBA Finals. The 2016, the Cleveland Cavaliers are your champions, and we wanted to open up the show tonight with a very special guest. That is our very own from YSR, Joe George. Good evening, Joe.
What's up, Big? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. It's great to have you back on the program. And so let's talk about this. Let's dissect it and break it down. LeBron James returns to Cleveland 2 years ago. Did you think he would bring a championship back to his city so quickly?
I did at first. And then the Golden State Warriors emerged really out of nowhere with Steve Kerr coming in at the same time as LeBron arriving in Cleveland. So when that happened, at the moment, I still thought Cleveland was going to win a title pretty quickly. And then we saw what Golden State did last year, and we saw what they were doing this year. Mm-hmm. And I started to question, okay, maybe LeBron's never going to get that championship again, because Golden State looked like a special team that could potentially win two or three straight championships. And so I didn't think he would. And I'm not a big LeBron guy, but I'm kind of happy for him. I thought he finally had like his career-defining moment as well.
And I thought it was incredible, too, just watching him in postgame. I've never seen him be that emotional before, and even J.R. Smith.
Yeah, J.R. Smith is weird, though, because like he like cried for like 10 minutes, and then I think he finally put his shirt back on like Wednesday at the end of the parade, like just pouring champagne all over people. And like J.R. Smith's a weird guy because like you could see the emotion and like and hear it in his voice, obviously see the tears in his eyes. And that was a cool thing to see because he has been in the NBA for a long time. For him to finally get this goal and talk about his parents and what they mean to him. And then he partied harder than I think anyone has in a long time. Uh-huh. So funny guy, J.R. Smith, but good for him. Yeah, I mean, I'm really glad for LeBron. Overall, I think it was a great finals, and I'm just ready for next year already.
Well, Joe, I think what's incredible is when you just break down LeBron and his game. I mean, he's been at the NBA Finals for six consecutive seasons. His ability to dominate the game, he's not a one-dimensional player, and we saw that in that triple-double.
Absolutely. I mean, what he can do, he's got magic in him. He's got Michael in him. He's everything. But he's just LeBron. He's something that we've never seen. I think it's time to stop the comparisons, because even then, just saying magic and Michael in him, with me saying that, it's not really fair to LeBron, because we've never seen anyone do this before. He's more athletic than magic. He does a lot of things that Michael couldn't do like late in his career. That's what to me is so impressive about LeBron. He's a one-of-a-kind player that I don't think we'll ever see anything like ever again. LeBron could legitimately play in the NFL. Like, he could literally go to the Browns right now and be a starting wide receiver. He's that freakishly athletic. The chase down block at the end of the game.
Oh, Andre Iguodala. That was incredible.
Incredible. There's two screenshots. The first one, it shows that there's 24 seconds on the clock when they get the ball, and Iguodala's about to put the ball in the hoop. And 2 seconds later, LeBron goes from half court to the basket, gets the block. Absolutely incredible what he did in that series.
Hey, Yahoo Sports Radio's Joe George is back with us tonight. This win ends decades of heartbreak for the city of Cleveland, which had not won a professional sports championship since the 1964 Cleveland Browns. And after winning this title, I mean, I have to wonder, I mean, what is the future? I mean, we're going to talk a lot about this tonight on the program. I mean, do you think he's going to stay?
LeBron said on Wednesday that he's staying. I mean, he basically, in his own words, said he's staying. He did use a double negative, so technically you could say he's leaving. But, I mean, LeBron said he stayed. So I think he's staying. I don't think he wants to leave. Kevin Love, I don't think, is going to be there next year. Right. But LeBron will be. This is his hometown. He was born in Akron, Ohio. So is Steph Curry. But LeBron was born in Akron. This is where he came back to Cleveland with a purpose. Why would he go back to Miami? Dwayne Wade, he is a potential free agent. There's a legitimate chance that Chris Bosh is not playing basketball ever again, and that's so tragic. So why would LeBron go back to Miami with an aging Dwayne Wade? They're not going to get Hassan Whiteside back. And Chris Bosh, there's a small chance, or not a small chance, a pretty good chance, he never touches the NBA court again. So I don't think he goes to Miami. And why would he go somewhere like LA, where he has to play with young guys and do this all over again? It doesn't make any sense. Kyrie Irving proved that he's a superstar. He's a top 5 point guard in the NBA in the playoffs. I think there's zero chance that LeBron James leaves.
Well, this NBA Finals series will certainly go down as one of the greatest ever. Let me pose this question to you, Joe. Did the Cavs truly win the championship, or did the Warriors choke?
Well, all right. I think the Warriors choked. I think the Cavs did win. I think it's 50-50 because obviously the series changes when Draymond gets suspended.
In game five.
And then it also changes when Klay Thompson goes out of his way to disrespect LeBron James.
Oh, that was
and
bad.
In that press conference following when the reporter asked LeBron about what Klay said, he just laughed. He couldn't, and he took the high road, like he said. So to me, that's when this really changed. It's not just when Draymond didn't play in game five. It's when Klay Thompson crossed that line and opened his mouth when he shouldn't have. And he couldn't back it up because we saw him walking off the court at the end of game six. We saw him, I haven't seen any picture of him saying congratulations to anyone from Cleveland after game seven. So I think it's a little bit of both. I think LeBron and Kyrie, they took what was there, what the opportunity was there. But the Warriors gave them that opportunity. They opened that door for them. They didn't play all that well in a lot of ways. Steph Curry, to the average basketball player, had a great finals. But he did not play like Steph Curry. He didn't play to that MVP, back-to-back MVP level that we've been expecting. And that's now two finals in a row where he just hasn't really shown up. Klay didn't really show up. Draymond did in game seven, but it just wasn't enough.
How much do you think the Warriors were impacted by the absence of Draymond Green?
I think... Did it cost him
the series? Because he said that in postgame that it did, and he took responsibility and was accountable for it.
I think that's a fair thing to say, because obviously we saw a giant momentum shift. We saw LeBron do the back-to-back 41. We saw LeBron then put up the triple-double because Draymond Green, and that all started with Draymond Green being suspended. But that's his fault. He started it. He started that back in the Rockets series when at the end of the game, for no reason, he basically tackled Michael Beasley. It starts then and ended in the finals. If you want to blame someone, I'll blame Draymond Green for costing his team the finals. Absolutely. And it's fair to say, because you just look at the facts. The facts are he didn't play, and then ever since he came back from that game, they got killed.
Hey, we're breaking it all down tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are so glad you've joined us right here in hour number one as we talk about the 2016, the Cleveland Cavaliers. They are your NBA champions. Let's talk about the Warriors, though. How will they bounce back next season?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what the Warriors do, because I sure hope they don't pay Harrison Barnes, because he went 3 for 25 his last three games or something like that, and that's brutal. I think it was like 5 for 25. I'll give him a little bit of credit. I mean, just that's embarrassing. And he's going to get a max contract because for some reason someone's going to pay him. Someone desperate like Brooklyn's going to go after him, I'm sure. I hope it's not the Bulls. I don't want Harrison Barnes. He's a decent basketball player, but I think he's 2 or 3 years away from really growing into his own. So I don't know what they're going to do. I think they've made it clear that they really do want to go after Kevin Durant. They've mentioned Dirk has been rumored already that they're going to go after him. I don't think that makes any sense for Dirk or the Warriors. But I don't know what they'll do. But they've got a lot they can fix, because their bench, it didn't show up at the end of the series. And there's only so long that Leandro Barbosa can carry you. Uh-huh. Like, I don't get what they're expecting that to change. Now, Sean Livingston, he can go for days. I think that guy is the best story maybe in the history of the NBA, legitimately, in the fact that he was so devastated by injuries and then just playing as well as he has the last few years is a great heartwarming story. I think they need a lot. I'm not sure Kevin Durant's even the answer to that, but they need to fix a lot. They need big man depth, because we saw in Game 7, Festus Ezeli looked like a total joke. They tried to get him involved early, and it just didn't happen. They need a lot to do.
Okay, so who is the most likely to leave their current team? Kevin Durant, LeBron, or Love?
Oh, it's Kevin Love. I think he'll be traded. I don't think he fits in that roster at all. I think he'll get moved, and I think it'll be the right decision for the Cavs and for Kevin Love.
Since we're talking about free agency, Kevin Durant to the Warriors, does this make sense?
I don't think so. I really don't think it makes sense. I think he should go back one more year at OKC, try to win with Westbrook, and then if it doesn't work out, then they should move on separately and go their own way. That's what I think they should do. I don't think Kevin Durant should go to the Golden State Warriors. He should stay at home. They were one game away from getting to the NBA Finals.
Wow.
Give it another chance.
Always some strong opinions. One of our friends of the program, Joe George of Yahoo Sports Radio. Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you.
Hey, stick around. Much more coming your way in hour number one. We are going to be going around the horn. Andy Pondillo, our analyst for MLB, will be up next.